It's the standard of being a good neighbor. And Dartmouth, for what's happened in the past, we haven't been a good neighbor. And it took time to reveal that we haven't been a good neighbor, but I'm here as a representative of Dartmouth to tell you we know we haven't been a good neighbor, and that's going to guide our actions going forward.
In July, a group of 36 Hanover residents petitioned the state to hold this meeting and discuss the site cleanup. They had asked for a venue change from the Dartmouth campus to a neutral location. Residents feared that it would bias the discussion and give too much control to Dartmouth. The state declined to change the venue. Marjorie Rogalski was one of the petitioners.
Part of the reason I was upset about having it on this venue was it was Dartmouth property, and unfortunately, the young lady that I had arranged to videotape the recording tonight, she's with CATV, she was going to record the meeting, and it would have been posted on their website. Unfortunately, Dartmouth did not allow that young lady to come in tonight.
The college policy requires advanced notice before filming is done on campus. A Dartmouth spokesperson says CATV had not notified the college of their intention to attend, which is why they were asked to leave. Going forward, New Hampshire state officials have agreed to hold meetings about the Rennie Farm cleanup in buildings off of Dartmouth's campus. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.